Voices, a word from our editor-in-chief. Travel is back. Do you know where your CE accessories are? By Tom Similian. From higher airline prices and sold-out hotels to long lines for hikes at national parks, the signs that travel is back are everywhere. According to a recent report by CoreSite Research, 62% of U.S. consumers surveyed said they plan to travel domestically through the end of September. Interestingly, only 7.4% said they plan to travel internationally, which suggests that travel restrictions are still hampering that market. Leisure travel aside, the return of in-person industry events, CEDIA, CES, Web Summit, suggests an uptick in business travel as well. No surprise, considering that 65% of business travelers surveyed considered in-person events extremely important, and 67% found virtual events to be less valuable than in-person events, according to Parks Associates. All this serves as a boon to airport, hotel, and resort retailers, which have suffered tremendously during last year's pandemic-induced drop in travel. According to CoreSite Research, gift, novelty, and souvenir stores suffered a massive 80% drop in sales year over year in April, but have since rebounded to near 2019 levels, while sales at airport retailers, specifically, dropped more than 60% year over year. The report estimated that airport sales will grow by $10 billion this year versus last year. It's no wonder that airport CE retail chain InMotion announced in July that it plans to open 18 stores in UK airports, including Heathrow, as well as expanding the InMotion brand to hotels, resorts, and casinos in the United States. Not all headphones, power banks, charging cables, and mini Bluetooth speakers are purchased plane side after travelers go through security, however. And since the bulk of this year's expected travel will be domestic, it's likely that the transport method of the day will be by car, and that the gadgets and accessories that consumers bring along the voyage will be of the road trip friendly variety. If you're an independent retailer, that means making sure that you have that new pair of noise-canceling cans or smartwatch in stock. Given the chip shortage and the ensuing challenges around procuring products, any store that has what consumers want right now will have an immediate edge. This strategy is key to today's success, to success in today's competitive CE landscape, according to Datavision CEO and founder Jimmy Garson, whom we interview in this month's Retail on the Run. As he tells it, providing a quick turnaround for sales and repairs is one of the reasons his business continues to thrive after 31 years. One last thing. As the tech correspondent at Travel and Leisure for nearly a decade, I had the privilege of putting the latest travel-friendly gadgets through their paces month after month. While my voyaging over the past 18 months has been limited to two coast-to-coast flights and four long weekend road trips, I still keep a running list of my favorite travel gadgets. At the moment, the top three I never leave home without are the Jabra 85T noise-canceling earbuds, which offer seamless pairing and stellar sound blocking. The Acer Swift 5 laptop, which is super slim and small 14-inch full HD screen that gives serious bang for the size and weighs just 2.29 pounds. And the Elecom cap clip travel mouse. This ingenious hors d'oeuvre-sized Bluetooth mouse is small enough to fit on an airplane tray table and comes with a clip case to attach to your computer. It's sort of an only in Japan product, and you can get it on Amazon. You can't usually get it at any brick and mortar stores in this country, unfortunately. As I head out to industry events in the coming months, I'll be taking notes on the electronics I bring with me. Make sure to watch this space, where I'll continually share my portable picks.